This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Well, if Edward Snowden weren't on the lam, he might have been interested in a trade fair called the Big Data Congress that opened today in London. The exhibitors are in the business of cloud computing. They collect, store, and exploit huge quantities of data governments and companies accumulate. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went along to eavesdrop.
You might have thought that in the wake of Edward Snowden's revelations, anyone involved in big data would be a little worried. You'd think the allegations of wholesale online spying by US and British authorities might undermine confidence in the cloud. Not a bit of it, claims Olivier Meiss of digital technology group Citrix.
But I don't think it's going to change the momentum that you see in the way that people want to consume IT. It's just too powerful in terms of flexibility, rapid growth of company innovation that you can fuel for new businesses that are using the cloud as their new IT department.
I didn't find a single downbeat exhibitor here at the show, nor one who professed surprise at Snowden's revelations. Many said, of course we all knew something like that was going on. Jason Bloomberg of the tech firm Zapthink said the bigger surprise and cause for alarm was Snowden's actions.
How easy it is for a single renegade to cause so much trouble. And this is a key part of the story, right? The more important your information is, the greater the chance that just one lone wolf is going to, you know, open the floodgates.
Bloomberg and other exhibitors said the most important consideration was whether or not the US abused the data it monitored and collected. Alex Hilton speaks for Britain's cloud industry. He feels most British companies still trust their data to American servers.
99% of organizations, I don't think they're too worried about where their data is stored. That's not an issue. And if they have nothing to hide in the first place, which clearly most people don't, I don't think there's an issue here.
So long as commercial secrets are not exposed, he said, online monitoring by the US government is not a problem. But the British inventor of the World Wide Web has a very different take. In a newspaper interview today, Tim Berners-Lee accused Western governments of hypocrisy for spying on the internet while lecturing repressive regimes for doing the same. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.